Our next speaker is Ivan Panamarayan, presenting automating documentation from DSL to dynamic docs with ASCII Doc and Antora. Please welcome Ivan. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're entering into fourth hour of this room. Things are getting difficult. Yeah. Thank you for coming. So, yeah, I'm Ivan, and currently I'm working as a team lead at a technical startup called Synthesized in London. We're producing test data automation you can trust, but also I'm teaching computer science and Java at a number of universities. So actually, although I identify myself as a software engineer, I produce more documentation, technical documentation, and the slides than actual code in my work. So I would like to share the experience with the product that I'm currently working at this Synthesized company, in particular how we document it. So what this product does, like roughly speaking, it transforms and generates data in relational databases. So at its core, it has a number of things that we call transformers or generators. There are like several dozens of them. So to give you some example, it can be just a random number generator with some distribution, statistical distribution. Or it can be a person generator, which will mock up somebody's gender, age, name, and so on and so forth. Or we can give it several categories, give it probabilities, and it will generate categories and stuff. So, and more. There are 35 of them, and the whole product on top. So what do we document? What is the surface, like user-facing surface of the product? First of all, things can be configured via YAML file, or they can be configured via user interface, the editor. And of course, as usually, this product evolves over time. It's several years old now, so new transformers are added, features are changed, bugs are fixed. So we need to keep a number of things in sync, actually, in this product. So the things that must stay in sync, first, is JSON schema for the YAML configuration. Of course, we want to validate this YAML before even we start feeding it to our product. And we want context-sensitive hints in editors, so we need this JSON schema, always up to date. Also, the projectional editor UI, which actually follows the same, people who are in this room, you are big fans of everything is code, but not every user's. Are big fans of coding, so people want these editors, and we must keep them in sync as well. So how do we do this? And finally, and that's the main focus of the talk, is documentation, which actually must follow the same structure. It must describe it, must be always up to date, and in particular, all the code snippets, these code snippets, they can be copied and pasted into customers' workflows, and they must work without saying, this argument is no longer valid or something like this. This transformation has been renamed. So in the very beginning of the development of this product, a decision has been made, and I think we are still getting benefits from this decision many years after, is that we're using DSL approach as a single source of truth. So, although part of the product is written in Kotlin, part of it is written in TypeScript, the software developer starts from editing DSL file, YAML file, from which large chunks of artifacts are being generated. So I counted six in our particular case, like DTOs, this JSON schema, the projectional editor, which is actually auto-generated. We don't make our front-end engineers to follow all the controls and switches. And the documentation is one of these six outputs. So what did we choose as a DSL, as the domain-specific language for this? Surprisingly, in our case, it's OpenAPI spec. Well, as you can see, it defines all the type names. It defines the structure, like in properties, what parameters do we have. It defines descriptions, nullability, all the stuff, like lots of stuff, actually. So if you ask why OpenAPI spec, why such a strange probably choice, well, because it's just because it's just fit for the purpose. It has built-in documentation fields. It supports extensions. It supports non-standard extension via X fields. So if there is something which is not in a standard OpenAPI, you just put a property anywhere which starts with X dash. And you can put just any additional semantic value you want. And what's important, we have a very high quality, widely used OpenAPI parser for the JVM, for Java. And well, I believe in our days the success of the product is mostly from using open source, which fits best your purpose, and writing like some glue code. And if you are choosing your libraries carefully,